Enjoying yourself there, adventurer. Now, there's no need to be alarmed, is there? I'm just here to ask you some questions in regards to what exactly you're doing in my room. Not keen on talking? My voice isn't enough for you? It is for most adventurers. But I see I've got a stubborn one here. Like what you see? Well, before we get to the shiny delights of my outfit, how about you relax a little first? Tut tut. That's no way to act toward your future owner. Your mistress. That's better. That pose suits you much better, I have to say. The few that aren't captivated by my voice and appearance usually crumble when my pink mists envelop their weak little minds. But let us not dally any longer. We have business to attend to. Oh, there's no use struggling, my dear. You're already mine. In a matter of minutes, you'll be begging to serve and to obey. Don't like that, do you? What is it that you don't like, exactly, pet? The way my silk dress fits tightly to my chest. My hips. My legs. By the look of you, I think you do. Or is it the way my shiny, dark, glittery pantyhose just make you feel like the most docile dog an owner can have? Or is it the sharp stilettos, maybe? The smooth opera gloves? You can't really decide which part of me makes you weaker. How about you think it over with some more of my mist? Don't forget to jerk yourself off while you do, pet. Now, while you contemplate your future as a milking slave in my brothel, why don't you think long and hard on who sent you to spy on me? Then, when you come and confess, I can lend you to my girls. We have some newcomers who could use a little bit of training. A submissive, whimpering slave like you can't hope for more, can he? Whether I choose to give you to the succubi in the basement for milk duty, to the plant girl for nourishment, or any of my other girls, you'll be a little slut either way. Used up over and over again for my amusement first and foremost. Good boy. Breathe in. You're already becoming so obedient. See? You boys give in just so easily. Stare at my glittery pantyhose. Drool after my heels. Edging yourself, yet not coming until I allow you. Why don't you beg for that release, That's right. Beg some more, pet. Edge and beg. Beg and edge. Break your mind for me. Now, Why don't we try again with those pesky questions you had such problems with? Tell me, do you want to come? Say yes, sweetie. Good pet. Do you want to become a useless slut that just gets to come his brains out over and over again until I decide to discard you? I'm sure the slime girls would give you a fitting end. Say yes again, sweetie. But this time, call me mistress. Excellent. Most excellent. Final question. Who sent you to me and into my trap? Dante? I guessed it was him. He is the only one who stubbornly refuses to be enslaved by any of us in the city. Well, I guess I didn't have to break you in the end. You haven't told me anything I didn't already know. Oh well, I know you don't mind. I'll reward you with an orgasm, pet. Obedient pets should be rewarded. Or not. I decide when and if you come, pet. And it'll be a long while before you're allowed to come. But you'll lose your mind long before then. My girls will see to that. You can kiss my heel and thank me. Good slut. Now, lower your head upon the floor and don't stop edging yourself. One of my girls will come and collect you soon. Oh, welcome to my collection.